News release. Michigan Senate Republicans. Lansing, Michigan. State sends Michael Weber and John DeMoose on Tuesday introduced legislation to implement mobile panic alert systems throughout the state's public and non-public schools to ensure real-time coordination between schools, 911, law enforcement, and first responders. This legislation would raise Michigan up alongside several other states that have enacted school mobile panic alert systems, critical technology to support the safety of students, school personnel, and campus visitors through real-time communication, said Weber, R. Rochester Hills. These modern systems provide a sound framework to connect schools, 911, law enforcement, and first responders during security emergencies, such as non-fire evacuations, lockdowns, and active shooter situations. Senate Bill 76, sponsored by Weber, would amend Michigan's revised school code to require public and non-public schools to implement mobile panic alert systems beginning with the 2025-26 school year. DeMoose's SB 77 would amend the state school aid budget to make $6.7 million available during the current fiscal year for schools to begin implementation. The technology is available. We've seen it work in other states, said DeMoose, R. Harbor Springs. The ability to rapidly coordinate a multi-layered response to keep kids safe in the event of an emergency would be a tremendous asset for our schools and a great use of the surplus funding that was recently predicted. School Panic Alert System legislation, often referred to as ALISA's law, has been enacted in Florida, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Texas. Bills have also been introduced in Arizona, Nebraska, Georgia, Virginia, and Oregon. Other states, including Missouri, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Delaware, and North Carolina, have provided funding for school panic alert systems without requiring the systems by law.